This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Mitchell Hartman gets a break from the Marketplace desk of economic peril today. His recent assignments covering indicators that show something evil this way comes. His respite on this Wednesday comes to us from the Commerce Department, which told us this morning that orders for durable goods, stuff that is designed to last, cars and trucks and machine tools, fridges and air conditioners, you get the picture, I hope. Those orders have been up 13 of the past 15 months. We learned today that July durables orders were down, but as Mitchell reminds us, you gotta read the fine print.
This is a case where you can ignore the headline number. Orders for long-lasting stuff made in factories were down 0.1% in July, but
we actually thought that it was a strong report.
Jay Hatfield is portfolio manager at Infrastructure Capital Advisors.
Durable goods, you have to be a little bit cautious interpreting, because you really need to look at it ex-transportation.
That means not including orders for new transportation equipment, a lot of which is aircraft, which have a huge price tag and can mess up the numbers. They were down almost 50% in July. But core durable goods orders were up 0.7%, about the same as the month before. Consumers are one thing driving this continued strength, says Andrew Hunter at Capital Economics. We've had money in the bank from relief checks, and until recently we couldn't spend much of it on services, like going out to eat. So we've spent it on stuff.
That's fed through to strong demand for U.S. manufacturers.
That in turn drives manufacturers to invest in new assembly lines and trucks and robots to pump up production. The Fed's rock-bottom interest rates help, says Hunter.
Borrowing costs for most firms are pretty much at or close to record lows.
But now, remember, I said you could pretty much ignore the huge fall in airplane orders in July? Well, maybe not. Colin Scarola, who follows the industry at CFRA, says recently airlines started warning that people were pulling back on travel plans due to
uncertainty around the Delta COVID variant. When airlines get nervous about their growth plans, they pump the brakes on ordering new planes.
If airplane orders stay depressed, that could signal the recovery in air travel and aircraft production is faltering. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.